My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 11th of September 2009 and the time is 1:55 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I'm Charlotte Connolly. I'm from Staines, Middlesex, and I'm 23 years of age. My birthday is the 1st of September 1986.
And how are you feeling about going up on the fourth plinth tonight?
Nervous and excited.
And coming to the square this evening and seeing the plinth in action, has it been how you imagined it would be?
No, it's better than what I thought it was going to be. Yeah.
And what is it about it that you liked coming here tonight? How is it better?
It's all lit up and it doesn't look like that on the internet. It looks better than what it is on the internet, yeah.
When you first heard about the project, what appealed to you about it and what made you want to be a part of it?
I just thought, oh well, that's amazing. So I was sitting at home, I was watching TV, so I have two days off a week and I work 3 days a week. And I was watching this morning, and I see the lady wearing the mushroom costume, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. So I didn't really understand what it was about, so I went online and typed in Anthony Gormley, Trafalgar Square, and it said apply. So I thought, oh, well, I'll apply. I've not got a chance at all. And then all of a sudden I have this email, and I'm sat there at my desk at work, and I've just gone, oh, my God! And they all looked at me. Some sort of nut, and I've gone, you're right. And I said, I've just been accepted for the fourth plinth. And they went, are you mad? I said, yeah. I said, well, it's once in a lifetime, you know, out of all the people that have applied for it, and I've got through. So I can't turn this opportunity down.
How did it feel when you got that? I mean, I know you reacted like that. Well, yeah. How did you feel about it when you heard that you
guys? Full of excitement. I was like, oh my God! I was calling up all my family going, I've just been accepted, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I did put at the bottom of the form. I said, I'm really excited about my slot. Shame about 3 o'clock in the morning. If you could make it earlier, that'd be a bonus, but otherwise, no problem at all. Just to, you know, have a laugh.
And since hearing that you had a place, have you spent much time thinking about it? Or?
I've been thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking, and I could not think of anything until yesterday. Last minute. But then again, I'm a last minute girl.
And what is it that you've decided to do?
I'm going to be a gnome. Pixie. Mad.
And what are you going to be doing?
Got a hat with pixie ears, pixie socks, bright multicoloured, and I've got a fishing rod with an old boot hanging off it, so it looks like I've been trying to fish in Trafalgar Square. But obviously there's no fish in there, so that's why there's a boot on the end of it.
Would you be just standing on the plinth for the hour?
No, I'll be sitting on the plinth. Not brave enough to do that.
And will you be talking to people or will you just be being quiet?
I'm not too sure yet. Might be quiet.
Have you got any expectations about what the hour will be like on the plinth?
Not too sure. I have all sorts of thoughts in my mind of what to expect.
Have you got any hopes about how it will go?
Well, I hope everyone will like what I'm going to do, find it fascinating, and I hope people won't think I'm going to look like an idiot. It'll be pretty embarrassing. But oh well.
Have you got any fears at all about going up?
Yes and no, but I'm quite brave. Yeah.
And what impact would you like to have on the people that are watching?
That they find it fascinating and interesting, and, you know.
And what is it that you'd like to get out of the experience?
Just to interest people, really. would I like to get out of it? Just people to go with. Yeah, she's brave. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Would you mind telling us, you mentioned that you work part-time, would you mind telling us what it is that you do?
Yes, I work for an audiovisual company in St Margaret's called AVM.
And what is it that you do there?
I'm just admin, yeah.
And do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And what is it?
Sometimes you love it and you hate it. It's the same with every job though.
What do you enjoy about it?
Well, I've been there for 3 years, so I'm sort of, well, I'm not stuck there, but you know, been there for so long, I couldn't imagine moving on, really. I find it difficult to start fresh, kind of thing, so to speak. So I'm comfortable there, I'm happy.
And what do you do when you're not at work?
I look after my boy, my little boy. Yeah.
How old is your little boy?
16 months. I love it. I love him to pieces. It's absolutely fantastic. He's such a bright little boy. He's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And what are some of your other interests? If you have any spare time, what are the kinds of things you like to do?
Concentrate on my little boy, really. You know, we go to the park, we have fun, visit family, you know, that kind of thing. Don't really have time to do anything else.
What are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Just my little boy and my family. They're important. They're the most important things in my life.
What do your family think about you going on the plinth tonight?
They were amazed. Yeah. So they can't be here tonight. Well, this morning, because it's too early.
Who is here with you tonight?
It's my partner, Neil. He was amazed. We both laughed. I said I would never get through. He applied as well. And I said if I did get through, it would be stupid o'clock, like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I looked at the email, and I was right. We couldn't believe it. And then we said, you said that. So it's very accurate.
And did he get a place?
No.
Is he hoping that you still might?
No.
Will he be out in the square watching you and getting involved in any way? Or?
Most likely. Yeah.
And what has the experience been like? What has it been like, you being involved in this project? How has it been for you? Has it been a good experience?
So far, yeah. It has been good, yeah.
Have you taken part in anything like this before?
No, never.
Are you someone who's interested in things artistic and creative arts?
Yes, I do find art fascinating, but I wouldn't say art is my main, you know, but I think maybe now I might change my opinions of art. And you know, I'm not artistic myself, I can't draw to save my life, and creative, it takes me quite a while, or I'm a last, you know, if I'm on the spot person, last minute to think of something up. You know, like my costume.
You came up with something creative for this. How did you come up with that?
Well, my friends helped me. We was all going through a list of ideas. You could do this, you could do that, you could do this. And then they laughed about me. They said, you could go fishing in Trafalgar Square. And I said, that's a brilliant idea. I said, yeah, you could dress as a gnome or a pixie. And I said, you've just hit the nail on the head. And that's what I'm going to do.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
I'm doing it for my little boy, so he can. I'm saying, that's me, that's mummy. I stood on that plinth when he's 10 years old, or, you know, when he's old enough to understand. And he can go to his mates. My mum stood on Trafalgar Square plinth.
And when you were thinking about your hour, did you feel pressure to entertain people watching, or was it more about you and you're doing it for your little boy?
Yeah, just me, yeah.
And had you heard of Anthony Gormley before?
No, I haven't.
And do you think you might like to find out a bit more about him?
Yeah, I would, yeah. Apparently it's taken him 10 years to create this? Is that right?
I don't know, actually.
Oh. Yeah. So I have looked into it. Yeah.
And do you remember when your profile for the website, you were asked to pick three words that describe you? Do you remember what you put?
Yeah, fun, caring, and loving.
Why did you pick those three things?
Because that's what I am.
And is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about or about that we might not have asked you before we finish the interview? Well, thank you. Have a good hour.
Thank you.